Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 17th of April at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the Hungarian economy now that it has shed its autocratic prime minister. And we'll be looking at care homes and companies involved in care home sector and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the unmatched company of the economist, Austin Hughes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. I hope you're ready for the weekend. Are you going to Talca Park this evening for the Shelburne match?
Yeah. More pain and suffering. it hasn't been the greatest start to the season, but we live in hope. I shouldn't say that as an economist, but we do, right?
Well, you're anchoring the mid-table section of the League of Ireland, so well done on that. Anyway, let's start with the economy. The ESRI, the respected think tank, thinks that modified domestic demand, which is a better measure of our economic status than GDP, grew by a fairly substantial amount over the past 12 months.
Yeah, the latest Nowcast, which is a statistical process that uses the latest data to try and get a read on overall growth, is up 4.2%, which is fairly decent. I think there's two things to note about this. First of all, it does say that overall there's still positive momentum in the economy. That means even though higher energy costs will slow things, we won't see a complete sort of apocalyptic collapse, which is really good. Good news. The other thing is that the growth picture varies hugely across the economy, and the economy that people sometimes read about may be very different to the one they're experiencing. When you look at the details of this Nowcast, the ESRI suggests that consumer spending, consumer sentiment, and the labor market are negative influences on growth at the moment, and the positive impacts are coming from higher tax revenues, higher house prices, and higher industrial production in particular. So in that regard, quite a mixed picture and maybe not as strong everywhere. The increased pressure on prices doesn't really help lots of people. But I suppose there was another release yesterday that suggests it's not all bad news. We saw Eurostat revise upward its inflation numbers for Europe, and Ireland had the second fastest jump in inflation between February and March after Luxembourg. But like Ireland, the rise across the euro area is largely due to higher energy costs. And the good news is that core inflation slipped slightly to 2.2 from 2.3, which means there's less pressure on the ECB to raise interest rates. So growth a little bit stronger. Yes, prices are higher, and hopefully we'll avoid excessive interest rate increases from the ECB.
Indeed, but it's almost unavoidable that interest rates will be going north at some point this year.
Yeah, that's undoubtedly the key picture. You know, unless we see a dramatic reversal of what's been happening to energy costs, we will see somewhat higher increases, but let's not rain on people's Fridays too much.
Absolutely not, definitely not, especially with decent weather on the way apparently from tomorrow. Now, merger rules in the European Union are set to be notably relaxed.
Yeah, a signal of changing priorities in Europe. The FT reports that EU is planning the biggest easing in constraints on mergers as part of a drive to create stronger European companies that could take on their US or Chinese counterparts. The article notes that as things stand, the impact of mergers is primarily looked at in terms of its impact on consumers. But the proposal, and by the way, these are new guidelines that haven't been finalized, would broaden the considerations and look at whether industries can grow to a scale that would be able to compete on international markets. The article also says there are differences of opinion as to what we should be doing, and that one argument is if we create these bigger companies, all they'll do is charge higher prices. But getting this right in a very much changed world is hugely important and hugely difficult for Europe at the moment.
Yeah, indeed. And the new head of DG Competition in the European Commission is an Irishman, a man from County Clare called Anthony Whelan. So he will have to be implementing these new competition rules.
He will indeed.
If and when they are agreed by the European Council. Now, a record number of passengers used Irish airports in 2025.
These are quite staggering numbers. It's 43.5 million. It's up 6% from 2024. And that's in spite of a slight drop in tourist visitors to Ireland overall. As you'd expect, as I say, 43.5 million overall, 36.5 million go through Dublin Airport. That really dwarfs the next highest, which is 3.5 million passengers using Cork. But the 5% increase in Dublin traffic last year is notably less than the 13% in Cork, the 9% in Shannon, the 7% in Kerry, or the 14% increase in Knock. So there's a little bit more of a spread of passenger transport to our airports last year.
Yeah, astonishing that Knock is growing so rapidly. Given did it celebrate its 40th anniversary, I think, in the last few months?
I think it did, yeah.
Astonishing how, you know, back then, when Monsignor Horan wanted to get something built, he didn't care about planning, he didn't care about getting government approval, he just went ahead and did it. Astonishing. Impossible these days.
Yeah. With God on your side, you know.
Absolutely. Now, visitor numbers. Let's stay with visitor numbers. Visitor numbers to America, they fell 5.5% last year, despite the overall picture worldwide growing upwards.
Yeah, well, maybe this Mr. Trump's recent row with the Pope had some role in terms of this. But it does seem to be an area where Mr. Trump's policies are having an adverse effect on U.S. travel. U.S. visitor numbers, as you say, were down 5.5%. Global growth up 4.1%. Now, largely due to Asia Pacific being up 8%. Europe was up about 2.7% overall. But perhaps people feared an icy reception in the US. Is it too early to hurt your listeners with that? The main sort of drop in travel to the US came from Canada, not surprising. Mexico also down. Because I'm sad and don't sleep very much, I had a look at the details of this last night, and U.S. travel data say that tourism from Ireland, astonishing, in a population of 5.5 million, they say there were 490,000 visits from Irish people to the U.S., which was down 0.8%. So we still like going to the U.S., and we still feel that there are gains to be had by visits across the Atlantic.
Yes, I think the interesting point is there's a huge sporting jamboree starting in June in the United States. So that will have an impact on the numbers. But of course, quite a few people are going to be charged a fortune for ticket prices. And then they're being charged something like 80 or 90 euros just to get to the stadium.
Yeah, extraordinary. And thanks to some very dodgy penalty taking, you know, we won't be causing weakness in our modified domestic demand by large numbers of Irish people going there. We've decided we want to strengthen the domestic economy, and consequently, we miss those terrible penalties in Prague.
Well, enjoy the very local football in Talca Park this evening. It's against Derry, is it, this evening?
Yeah. All politics, economics and importance is local.
Indeed. Right? I'm off to see Peter Kay this evening in the Three Arenas, which I can't wait for. Look after yourself, Austin. Have a lovely weekend. That's Austin Hughes, the economist.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.